All right, we're back on a Monday. Technically a segment, but is it really?
Who knows?
It's more of a dregman, I think, because you're scraping the bottle of the barrel, and I want to say week two.
Did you say the bottle of the barrel? We're scraping the bottle of the barrel.
Holy God.
Oh. What would that look like?
Yes.
I think I said bottom.
Really?
I think shit. My AirPods are dying.
You're dying. Your guys' hearing is shot.
I have swimmer's earbud.
Royal Rumble-esque podcast where 40 people enter. Every time you misspeak or say something wrong, you have to leave.
That's
so
cool.
The one lone
survivor.
This was an
idea I had for the HeadGum podcast, a.k.a. That's Funny, called the Joyal Jumble.
Which is?
And it was supposed to be 40 people start and people leave when they can't take it anymore.
So that's just Survivor, but yeah, they have to leave themselves when they just can't handle it.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, I didn't say that. I was just trying to clarify what
or
you were.
Or we could clothesline people out of the studio.
Yeah, I don't think that's feasible.
Because we don't have a studio
we'll figure that
yet,
shit out.
Right?
Like, Jeff, you're in New York. You were supposed to go to Jake's studio, but you haven't left your apartment since you got to New York over a week ago, right?
Yeah, it's hard. It's obviously hard because it's not only like the, you know, the sickness that I got that wasn't COVID, wasn't the flu. I don't know what it was. I'm still nasally.
Yeah.
I'm still dripping.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's a
nice
It's not a post-nasal drip. It's a during nasal drip.
It's a nasal drip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. And it's still there?
It's still there for sure. I'm going to do something tonight for sure.
I'm going to do something tinnitus for sure.
I was just talking to somebody who went to the Rascal Flatts concert at the Prudential Center. I might see if they're still on.
In New Jersey? You're going to East Rutherford?
That doesn't seem far enough. I didn't know it was that close.
Yeah. Well, your Airbnb is in Trenton, we should say.
Right. Marty used to live in Hoboken, right?
Yeah.
That's true.
So.
That should have been the first tip off.
Maybe there's something there. All right, here's what I do know. I think we should put this audio on the segments feed. So if you're listening to this only, know you can watch the video on Patreon. Video will still live behind that sweet, sweet paywall, obviously.
Yeah.
And my Patreon.com/JA.
Exactly.
What?
My vision for this kind of like group of guys talking together is like the three of us, we're business partners now. We are in business together. Yeah, it's not
locker room talk.
It's beyond lock. It's boardroom talk. It's executive boardroom status.
Let's say shit partner. That's kind of fucked up.
I could see in his eyes he wasn't gonna move on from locker room talk.
Yeah.
He's latched onto that as an idea. Yeah,
we can say shit that gets people to subscribe.
And these are the two things I wanted to discuss in any particular order. One,
the
Super Bowl bet, which Jake and I have made some version of off and on for the last decade. And two, I texted you guys about this, but I did a 4-day-ish water-only fast. I didn't eat between Tuesday and Saturday of last week.
How do you think that drives subscribers?
I think people are like, whoa, that's interesting. Why? What happened? What's the point?
Did you lose weight? What happened?
Sorry, I'm not there yet.
And that's also only for the subscribers, right? We could cut this feed right here. And
so I will.
It doesn't matter. It's about how Amir didn't eat for a week.
Yeah,
that's
well, half a week.
Bizarre.
Yeah, 4 days.
Yeah,
he said more
week.
Or less because it sounds like maybe he had a little.
I had an apple daily.
On day four.
Yeah.
Okay. So it wasn't. Sorry, more or less wasn't the amount of days. It was every
I
day you
fasted.
You told me you had
meals.
A French dip on Thursday.
On Thursday, I did.
I don't even know what
but
that
on
is.
Wednesday, I took it off.
You texted me. You said, should I get a double dip or should I get the au jus on
it's
the side?
It's sort of a roast beef sandwich that you dip in steak juice fat. The bread gets wet, and so will you.
And how much weight did you lose on your jus only
diet? I gained 9 pounds because I had a rack of ribs on Wednesday.
It's not about the weight I lost, though I assure you, I am drastically skinnier.
Is that true?
Yeah. Do I look any different to you guys?
You look mangy.
I did get a haircut.
Yeah,
in addition,
you look
to
a little. You look a little gaunt. I would say.
Okay.
You look sinewy.
Yeah.
You, but you also look puffy.
Right.
There's something going on with your neck.
Well, that's because I'm malnourished now. Right. In addition to my body eating
your
itself.
Your eyes are the same color as your skin.
Like right. I have jaundice. I have infantile jaundice.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not infantile. Yeah.
43
year old.
Billy
Rubin is off the charts.
Actually, my friend Billy Rubin is here to explain the whole thing. Billy.
Come here.
He's passed out. Yeah. So what do you guys want to talk about first?
Well, I do want to talk about the water fast.
I want to dive into this water fast. Yeah. Yeah. Why did you do it?
I want to dive into this water fast.
Very good. So Avital's done these a few times in the last year.
It was actually really good.
It was a tantric week and a half. I don't remember any of it. It was clouded my
entire vision. I don't even want you to kind of barrel through. What Jake said just there was really good.
What
you said
it?
That's really good.
That's water fast or something?
Yes, I'm going to dive into that water fast. Yeah. And you were like, that's really good. But I'm like, it's not just like an aside. It's not like throwing it away. It's not like that's really good. It's like, let's actually stick on that for a moment.
Yeah. Why? That's the least interesting
part of
this
story. Let me dive into this.
I appreciate the water fast.
Yeah.
Right.
It was I mean, I barely even remember saying it.
I don't think he did.
It's because you blacked out because you were so in it.
And I'll cut it out of the final edit. Yeah. So she does it for it helps reduce inflammation. Your body starts going through this thing called autophagy where your cells eat itself and your pains and your aches and your chronic issues sort of get dulled down after a certain point. Mm-hmm. So she's done it 3 or 4 times in the last few years and she's always found it helpful. And I'm like, I guess I'm curious to give it a shot. I don't really have a lot of aches and pains, but if it's helpful, then let's see what happens. I've never done any diet of any kind ever. I've never been gluten-free or dairy-free.
Cut out
or
carbs and you decided to only drink water.
Yes, and not only that.
You went on an Alcatraz diet.
I was like, I'll try it for a day and see if I just want to give up. And then I was like, at day 2, I'm like, I guess I'll keep going. This is kind of crazy. My body feels very different. And I started watching these YouTube videos about what is cellularly going on during these fasts. I'm like, I am intrigued to get to this level of deprivation wherein your body starts feeling things that you've never felt before, because I've never skipped a meal, let alone 4 days worth of meals.
Yeah.
You've never skipped a meal before this?
Not for dietary reasons. I might have not had lunch one day, but yeah, I pretty much eat very boringly all the time.
Right.
Right.
That might be why your body had no aches and pains.
Maybe,
right.
But
which kind of means the fast wasn't for anything.
Well, I do feel sore after playing tennis or basketball, the next day my back's kind of stiff or my knees hurt when I'm walking around. I walk around I just worked out.
But yeah. That's age. That's not going to, you can
but in
not
theory,
eat them as much as you want.
It's inflammation. In theory, this helps reduce it because according to these YouTube videos that I found that I guess are scientifically backed, but I'm not going to go into these studies and actually verify any of these claims. But they say that after 24 hours, your body starts is running out of the food in your system and starts eating different parts of your body. And, you go into ketosis. If you've ever heard of the keto diet, that's, better for your brain. And your body starts killing off inflamed cells and even potentially precancerous cells. And there's some studies that say actually reduce the size of tumors. Again, not a doctor, no idea what any of this means or how it happens. But I did feel different. I did feel kind of better. And I wasn't very starving the entire time. By day 4, I'm I feel like I normally do, just very loose and limber and skinnier.
Yeah. What did you feel better?
I almost felt energetic and less I almost felt I had just gotten a massage. So I'm I feel kind of loose and limber. And when you eat too much and you feel bloated and kind of gross?
Yeah.
It was sort of the polar opposite of that. I'm I feel skinny and hungry, but not necessarily lethargic and slow.
And you, did you feel
and
that on
gassy.
Day 2, day 3, day
4?
Oh,
no, instantly. I woke up on day 1. I'm I'm hungry. I should eat, and I'm not. And then by the end of day 1, I'm this is crazy. I'm not going to do this for another 2 days. I'm hungry right now. I'm going to bed hungry. This sucks.
Did the hunger ever go away?
It waved. So in the morning I wasn't hungry just because I'm usually not hungry in the morning. And then by lunchtime, I'm I should eat. I'm oh shit, I can't. I'm fucking starving. And then Instagram feeds you these videos where it's did you know if you take a pound of fucking beef and add cheese to it, you can make this giant bowl of pasta? I'm oh, this looks so fucking good and I'm so hungry. And then I would go for a walk and it would go away. So all that is to say, Tuesday dinner, Saturday you start the refeed, which is day four. And you can't even eat very quickly because that undoes everything. It resets your immune system and your digestion system. So you can't eat a lot of food right away. They're like, start with a bowl of bone broth and wait 2 hours.
That's tasty.
So, yeah. So, like, we drank the bone broth, and it felt like we were high. I'm like, oh, I've not only just had water, but you have salt water for 4 days because you have to have electrolytes because you need sodium, magnesium, potassium. So I'm chugging what feels like salt water for 3.5 days straight. And then you have,
as much salt water as you want? Or is that like...
As much as you fucking want, man.
Is that true?
2 liters, 3 liters, yeah. I was waking up in the middle of the night and pissing because I had so much energy and hydration. So it was just like coursing through my body. So drinking the bone broth felt like one of the most incredible feelings. Like, oh my God, like the flavors and the nutrients. Like, I just want to eat healthy for the rest of the day. And then I would like eat a blueberry and be like, oh, I have such a newfound appreciation for food. This is incredible. I was starving and now I can eat a blackberry for the first time ever. And then by the end of that day, I'm like, just give me anything. Like, I wasn't really appreciating. Yeah, exactly. So you're supposed to use it as a kickstart into a cleaner living where you're not eating like processed foods like potato chips, refined sugar like Twinkies and cakes and donuts. Yeah, I don't know how long that'll last.
Every time I've learned about fasting, it gets me to the end where I'm like, oh, it's the same thing as just having a clean, lean diet. Because everybody uses
it. It's an accelerated course for that.
Flush out your system. But your system flushes out anyway.
After 16 hours.
That's the thing. Everybody fasts overnight.
So
I don't understand why doing it for 4 days is good.
I could send you the video.
Because there's a lot of harmful things that can happen
when you don't eat. If you don't have the magnesium... sodium and calcium, you can get like headaches and muscle pains because your body needs the nutrients. But if you get that from the water, then you can. Some people have done like month-long water only fast. That's kind of crazy, because your body can't survive.
It's just salt and water gets you the magnesium.
It's like unflavored element, so it's like you get salt like plus.
I see. So you get like,
but it tastes like salt. Yeah, a mix that tastes like salt water.
Right. I have.
Whose videos were you watching on this? Was it Peter Attia or something like that?
No, it's a much more alt-right person, and he says that if you carry this on for a month, that you can literally have direct access to God somehow. I'm not even close to that though. Yeah. But I am starting a 2 month long. Great question. You can have calorie-free black coffee and tea. So, like, I would take a sip of cold brew every once in a while just to, like, feel the jolt. Yeah. But I didn't necessarily need it because I felt so, like, lean and jittery.
Right. Yeah, you were already
How's your hunger level when you're not
fasting?
Sorry,
1 second, because right now, like, you both are talking at the same time. And because I'm operating in ketosis, like, I can sort of hear two people at once, but a lot of people can't.
You said you ate a
bowl. So you're still on a fast.
I really can't hear you guys anymore, actually. I exited ketosis for sure.
What are your hunger levels like on a normal day? Like, you think average, or like, are they lower than average?
No, pretty average. I mean, they're not like extreme, but I do like snacking. Like, we went to a movie screening at a friend's house, and they're like, "Here's a bowl of cookies that I made."
Wow.
Usually, I would eat like I didn't say any names.
We went to a movie screening at a friend's house. It's like, you know, that's obviously Michael Chiklis or something. Yeah. You know,
I did a name drop.
You did.
I didn't say a name.
It's fucking like Alexis Bledel or something. Like.
I don't know who that is.
You do bring Bledel up a lot.
You were like, I went to a movie screening at a friend's. It's like,
I didn't say the movie. Yeah. I didn't say the friend. Yeah.
You said the friend was in the movie.
Right.
No, I didn't.
So the friend was in the movie. So clearly they're at least B-list.
I said they had cookies.
In a bowl. You said in a bowl.
Yeah.
So I would usually have a few cookies, and
I went to a movie screening at my friend Ashton's. It's like, we know that's Ashton Kutcher. Like, you don't.
Yeah.
It wasn't Ashton.
I just got a text from my friend Cher.
Yeah. So who would that
be? We know.
It's fucking Cher.
It'd be Cher Hyman.
Your high school crush.
She's an agent at UTA.
Anyway. Weight loss. I weighed myself every day just to see what would happen because I've never gained or lost much weight over the course of my life, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
How many lbs do you think I dropped? from Tuesday to Saturday?
I unfortunately know the answer already.
Really?
Yeah, Ben.
Price is Right rules? I would say 5.
Ben Schwartz told me.
It was 11. I lost 11 pounds.
You lost 11 pounds? There's no way this is good for you. There's no way this is good for you.
What did you weigh before?
111.
You're 99 pounds? 155. Are you?
No, sorry. I consider myself 111. So, like, yeah. I'm a 111 out of 10 man. I weighed 74.5 kilograms, which is like 165. And yeah. I got down to like 169 kilograms, which is like 154. Not only that, but when I started eating again, I kept losing weight. Like on Sunday, I weighed less than Saturday after eating on Sunday.
Right,
because
your body's still burning up the calories.
There's just no way this is good for you.
Then why does everything it feel great? I'm not recommending it, obviously, because
you're dying
slowly, but so slowly you don't even perceive it. I can send you the videos I've seen, and they walk you through exactly what's going on and how to make it healthy and what you're supposed to feel like, and you don't necessarily feel as positive of the effects as they say you're going to feel, because they're describing it as like the ketosis is euphoria and you're post-hunger. No, I still had normal energy, and I was very hungry throughout it, but I did feel better on Saturday than I did on Tuesday.
And how did you feel on – but the days in between you felt worse.
Like shit.
Yeah. And how did you feel on Sunday?
I was starving and hangry.
After you were eating healthy.
I sharded a cashew whole, undigested. My body did not know what to do with these nuts. The legumes that are supposedly good for you.
Did you...
Right through me like a tube.
Did you guys get in an argument?
What, me and Avital?
Because did Avital do it alongside you?
Well, she ended up leaving on Thursday because I was very, very hangry at her at the time. She said, if we're going to do this, I need to pee to tear an Airbnb. Yeah. She completely liquidated our wedding fund.
Yeah, right.
Even today, all I've had to eat was is a protein shake, like a Premier Protein, and I'm like ready to shoot a person.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
You are a slave to the three-meal system, which was cultivated through society, not through anatomy. You think cavemen were eating three times a day? No, because our DNA doesn't.
And they
require
died at like 30
from leukemia, not from malnourishment.
Right. They're fasting every day and they're dying from cancer. Which you're saying you're doing the water fast to not have cancer cells.
Yeah, it's supposed to clean you up. I don't know if it's actually, although we also tested our ketones, so like that was actually something that you can quantify. That plus weight were the two things that
did
you
they
can
go
actually
up?
See. Yeah, the ketones were through the roof because your body is eating itself, and that's what supposedly throws
your
you
into
ketosis.
Your body is eating itself. It knows to attack the weaker and inflamed cells.
First, that's, yes.
You'd think they would just attack your like good, healthy muscle, because
right,
like, nothing's ever good.
I have to imagine it's doing a little bit of damage to everything.
Probably both. Yeah, it's probably all.
Yeah, your body can't be that.
So if you didn't, have aches and pains before, and you don't suspect any cancer cells, doing it probably is only increasing harm.
No, actually not.
It was a waste of your time. It was a waste of your time, and it was a waste of ours.
Which means it was a waste of their money.
Subscribe to patreon.com/JA.
It's funny because last Monday, Jake's like, my one bit of advice, I guess, is to eat more. So constantly feed yourself in the morning. And I'm like, I didn't eat for half of a week and I felt better. I guess there's no right or wrong way. Listen to your body. But there are some interesting arguments to be made and potentially worth a shot. Curious to hear. Yeah, he's leaving. You know, he found a fucking olive on the floor.
I recently got like a test, like a blood test that gave me my inflammation, which I thought might be high because of my soreness.
CRP?
Yeah.
Maybe so.
What, CRP?
Yeah, CRP.
That's See, here's the thing. Right? That's not the only measure of inflammation. That's just the only, that's inflammation in your blood. But you can have localized inflammation around your joints or like neuroinflammation. There are ways to test neuroinflammation without tapping your spine, but they're like not available to people outside of research context.
Don't know this much about health yet, but it's really interesting you bring that up.
But it's all like there. I feel like there's also like tension and just like, you know, bracing.
That's funny.
That's like something that I explored and got more benefits from learning how
Why not just have a fish?
What?
Why not? just have a fish.
Because your cells are not being cleaned out.
Hold on
if
a
you
second.
Have fish.
Hold on. Let him.
It's anti-inflammatory.
What's? Oh,
have some olive oil.
Yeah. You mean no, you are fish. Supposed to once you start eating
to,
again.
I thought
yeah,
you meant like get a
lean
pet fish
protein
because like
unrelated be, to pet.
That good for the, you the stress have. Reduction of a mere seeing a Nemo.
Yeah.
Could.
Being
make
anemic,
him non-anemic, yeah.
Right.
What if and it could also get though? Rid of your anhedonia.
A koi?
Yeah. A koi. For this
that actually,
honestly, a koi pond outside your front door could finally start kicking up your property value.
There's really nothing you can do.
Like Jake
you
has invested in real estate in a way that's, yeah, been incredible to watch. Like he's always
curb
kind
appeal.
Of almost doubled his money. Yeah. I feel like Amir bought into this sort of shack, really, and it's. Gone up and down, you know.
Yeah.
So maybe add the koi pond.
Yeah. Well, actually, this could be a good transition to the Super Bowl bet, where the loser
on,
has to sort of keep a fish alive for a month and a half. So, I don't know if you guys want to bet against the spread or just who do you think will win. But let's start with that, Jake. Who do you think will win the Super Bowl? The big game. I don't want to get
just,
sued.
I just pulled up your Zestimate. It's really, it's not the return that I would want to see. Not for this area code
that you want to see as what?
I think it's
that area is celebrity laden.
It's the lot
and
size.
You yeah
and you are Bin Laden.
I don't know if you could have
you've become Bin Laden.
Done an addition like a second story or
no
expansion.
Of course not a second
and you didn't
story.
Legally permit the garage.
It didn't have
street
to be.
Parking
carport.
Is not an issue yeah. near where you live.
You
no it's
not.
So turn the carport into a third bedroom.
Why that would have to be a railroad style apartment where you'd walk to the third bedroom through my bedroom.
I think
it wouldn't
you need
have
to
be build a hallway above the
You have to have a third bath or a powder room.
An escalator or a pneumonic tube where, like, you know, things
People
get sucked up.
People are going analog, Blumenfeld. You need a phone room.
A foam room?
A phone room.
I kind of
like
this.
Like in the 1890s.
I like the loser gets a fish bet.
Because that way you have a fish.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
kind of fun. It's like such a bad responsibility. Like if you travel, you have to give someone the keys to your house.
And Gemma might like a fish. I have no benefits for that shit.
Yeah, she would actually.
I feel like the best thing, the best bet you guys ever did was the billboard one.
Yeah, that's never happening again. The prices have skyrocketed. Jake, who do you think will win the game?
I don't even remember who's playing. It's the Patriots and the Seahawks.
So you do remember who's playing.
It's funny, we've actually had this, we've done this bet before.
For the Patriots and Seahawks,
yeah,
that's right.
The Malcolm Butler interception, right?
Correct. The Patriots won.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a bad play. That was a really bad play to run when you have Marshawn Lynch and you're on like
yeah.
the 7-yard line.
Sorry
like,
for this game, who do you think?
Man, that was amazing.
Yeah.
I guess I think the Seahawks again.
Yeah, probably.
No, sorry, not again. I think the Seahawks for the first time, because last time I thought the Patriots.
Right. So if we both think the Seahawks, the spread is 4.5. Do you think the Seahawks will win by 5 or more?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I do.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll take the other side. So if the Patriots lose by 1, 2, 3, or 4, or win, then I win the bet. Is that safe? Are you okay with that?
Well, what are the stakes?
The steaks have to be either steaks or fish or honestly a fucking 4-day water fast. But like
surfing
Jeff has
turf.
To join either way.
What?
So you spend half a week of your time in New York kind of hangry, cold, and miserable. Not taking
I get
advantage.
Sick again.
I'll do 1 day of a water fast. But not more.
Do I hear two?
Not more. I will go to bed. Hangry. And I'll wake up
starving.
Yeah, but I'll eat.
Well, that's the thing. You might wake up and be like, oh, I feel better. Should I keep
right.
this going?
Yeah,
that's what happened to
me.
Yeah. Okay, 5 or more, loser gets a fish.
Yeah.
Bull, gold, all of it. The accoutrement,
yeah.
the tank, the trout, the little swimmer man.
So multiple fish, because first you say goldfish,
you have to
start
a
trout
farm.
Loser has to have a built-in koi stream outside, through, and behind their home. Okay, that feels fair.
Okay, fish.
Did we want to discuss anything else? I know there was the idea of potentially suing another Patreon just to get some press done.
Yeah.
Cease and desist.
Put our ducks in a row for that.
We should tell people what they get by subscribing, because there are people out there listening to this for free that don't subscribe to Patreon.
Yeah, I mean, last week was pretty lit. I'm not going to lie. It was kind of insane to the point where I almost quit. I thought it was a little bit too much.
I almost fainted. I wasn't eating.
I was malnourished and scared. Yeah, look at how our Patreon took off the fucking day I stopped eating. That has to mean something.
It's true.
But we had two episodes of That's Funny, the new version of the HeadGum Podcast. Are we going to keep that up, by the way, or are we going to go down to one episode per week at a certain point?
I think it's down to one starting this week. I think that was kind of a first 2 weeks launching style.
A sprint.
Dang.
What about one, but it has to be 3.5 hours long? So it still feels like a lot.
I want every episode to be 3.5 hours long. I just can barely keep you guys on past 50 minutes.
Yeah. So the only reason it's short is because of me and Jake.
Yeah.
In a way, yeah.
I'm going to try to at least give the people an hour when I'm on the episode. When I'm not there, I can't I can't dictate how long an episode.
When you're not there, that's when I need you to make it an hour even that much more, because you're not there.
Right.
When you're there, I can count on you. When you're not.
I didn't tell you guys this, but I'm taking my comedy sabbatical every 7 years. I take a year off. So this will be year 21, and I'm going to be gone from March 1st till the following February.
Well, you took last year off.
Yeah. Well, I did a double sabbatical because this is my 21st. So it's like one year off,
like
2 years off, 3 years
off.
A lot
of these years off.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's like you didn't quite bring it.
And you haven't really been working. Like you haven't booked any.
When was the last time you wrote anything?
Wrote like an email or a tweet or something, or like anything.
Or like read
it.
Even.
You are
like
wrote.
ROTE.
Yep.
Jake and Amir rewatch is still happening. These bonus whatever we're calling it on Mondays are still happening. We want to do more live streams. We're doing when is the Zoom party that you're doing, Jeff? Is that this Friday?
That is this Friday, February 6th at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. That'll be me and Riley hosting that whole Shabazz Napier, and we'll see. There might be even some special guests.
Does that mean
haven't asked anybody yet?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right. We don't need you. Jake,
you're
if you're free, maybe we could get Can I Has a Micah Burger?
I love that. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe Micah. Marika. I don't want to promise anybody, but these are the people
I'm around.
Text and ask.
If,
that's okay. But no, I want you to enjoy your Friday and not be on the Zoom.
I'm not going to do anything on Friday. Fridays are my least favorite day because everyone's
doing
shit.
It's not because I think you're going to do anything. I just... Let's keep you away from the shit, right? Because I want people to come.
A
lot of
eyes. It should be fun. The parties are supposed to be a good time.
My teeth feel very loose. I wonder if that's related. Because I haven't had calcium in a while.
Right.
God damn
it. Yeah, your body is eating its teeth at this point.
You've always kind of had whale kind of brill.
And anything else? Oh, have we announced that Zoom party anywhere? People want to know when it is so that they can sign up.
Yeah, it is. I announced it this morning. So,
all right, cool.
Get off his fucking back, dude, please.
And the theme is Valentine's Wank.
What?
You guys know Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
You know Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
This is Valentine's Wank.
So
that's the theme of the Vizardi.
It's like, what? Circle jerk?
Well, not a circle, but yeah, everyone on Zoom will sort of be cranking their shafts, kind of wanking hither than thither.
Oh, I just refreshed. Really. Nobody's in that tier anymore. And we haven't even posted this yet, so I don't know how they found out what you just said. That was awesome. I will definitely be there then. It's just me and Jeff.
We pay each other so much cash.
Can you imagine how much fucking money we would make? We just started an OnlyFans version of this shit.
Probably not a lot, right?
Yeah, probably not. Probably
less, I think.
Well, you never know who's hung.
That's true.
People
on
pay
this week's Who's Hung. Okay, that's it. Let's let me edit this and post it. Otherwise, we're going to run out of time. And I'm feeling very faint and super famished.
That's what I was going to say. You
actually ate a lot today, is the thing.
I don't know what happened, but I flipped some switch in my body where now food makes me starving. It's just really messed up. Cool. I'm scared, but I'm excited to have spoken this out with you guys. Thank you so much. Thanks to you guys for subscribing. And leave a comment below. Let us know what you want to watch. Goodbye, everybody.
Ciao.